and then we'll get started. All right, awesome. Welcome everyone to this live call that we're doing today. It's going to be in more of a business case study format that we're going to do today, and I'm really excited about it because one of my amazing clients is on the line with us today. And before I introduce her to everyone, I'd like to just take a moment to really breathe in this amazing time that we are truly living in right now. I had an amazing day. I'm part of a couple different coaching programs, and just the vibe of this one particular call that I had today, listening to the women who, you know, were even just a couple months ago had no idea what they wanted to do with their lives, or, you know, wanted to change their business or take it to the next level. The amount that a person's life can change in such a short period of time as women entrepreneurs, it's really amazing when we set our minds to something, what we can accomplish. And that theme is going to really continue to play through as I introduce Nicole here on the call. But I really just want to express and make sure that everyone understands the magnitude of this time that we're living in. And before the call, I was thinking about how I could paint this picture even stronger, kind of make an analogy out of this. When I say this time that we're living in history, it's really the internet that has allowed us to create businesses, to provide services, whether that's coaching or consulting or some other creative service that you may be able to do, and have access to an unlimited number of clients online, literally all over the globe. When I first started working, I had clients everywhere from France to Australia to Canada. And the fact that this is available for all of us is truly an amazing time in history. So with all that being said, you know, I was going to paint this analogy of like back when, oh, this story came to my mind, right? When people were first starting with like computers, you know, and even in the Steve Jobs, like 70s, or I believe it was in the 70s, when some people thought that it was just a fad or just a trend, or, oh, that'll never go anywhere. Sometimes I feel like that's the world that we're living in as online entrepreneurs. It's like some people literally cannot understand or wrap their minds around how much is available, how much potential and business growth, and how many cool things you can do with your skill sets nowadays. It's almost like that, like some people can't even, it almost seems too good to be true. So anyway, with all that being said and all this excitement and this amazing day that I've had, I wanted to convey all of that to you guys. And now without any more further stories or anything like that, I want to introduce Nicole Jackson to our call today. So welcome, Nicole. I'd love to introduce you. She is the founder of the projectdesigner.com. And Nicole, why don't we just jump into your story? Because I love how what you do now, the way that you've built your brand, like I just love your story. So welcome to the call, and let's dive right into how the Project Designer came to be, and into your story as well.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you, Susie, for having me. So like you said, I founded theprojectdesigner.com, and right now I'm a project and team manager for just absolutely incredible women entrepreneurs that are really struggling with that overwhelm and chaos associated with growing their business. And so I've helped them by managing their launches and really building their team. And how I got into project management was really in college when I went to school for cinema and photography with a business major. And so if anyone out there is familiar with film school, you'll probably know that most people who go are interested in being directors. So everyone, very creative, has this vision and wants to direct. And there's not a whole lot of people out there who really want to dive into the details and start organizing. And I found that that's really where my strengths were. And that's what got me excited, was that pre-production phase of, you know, putting together a plan and kind of rallying the troops to make something happen, usually on a very low budget. So after college, I got a job at a major TV network in New York City, and I've worked in TV now for about 8 years in project management and doing some contract negotiations, really just developing experience managing all sorts of projects and working with all sorts of people and departments and really exciting stuff. But during my time there, I really realized that I had this passion for small businesses. And so I started a small business a few years ago in more of the health and wellness realm. And, you know, I really loved it, but I found that I was so passionate when I would talk to my other friends who were entrepreneurs about their projects and their launches. And I found myself kind of telling them what to do and ideas and how to grow and how to plan and how to manage things. And I realized that, like, I just couldn't help it. I have that project manager spirit. So, you know, that's really what led me to, you know, reach out to you for the first time, Susie.
Awesome. Awesome. I love your story. And I love how those little characteristics or qualities about you were pretty much always there, right? Like they were always somewhere inside of you. And it's amazing how they've come to play in both your career and now your business as an entrepreneur. And a quote that I actually wrote down right before we got on the call that also plays into your story that you just said here is, you know, this idea of hey, I shouldn't wait until I'm ready. Or, I'm sorry, did I say that right? The idea that I'm going to wait until I feel ready is a totally backwards or asinine way to think, because truly the process of trying, the process of doing and getting your hands dirty is really what makes you ready. And I believe that all of these experiences that you've had and even your career and seeing that this was where you shine and then taking that step to reach out to a coach and then figure out, okay, what do we do now? How do we fit the puzzle pieces together is what turns that feeling of, I don't know if I'm ready, getting your hands dirty, and then suddenly it's turning it into a business, a viable business model that's profitable. So I love it. And then, so let's talk about, because a lot of people, and I know you get this sometimes in your own brand, like don't maybe fully understand what a project manager is. So maybe we should dive into that even deeper.
Absolutely. Yeah, I come across that a lot. I remember when we first started working together and you said, you know, you really need to get out there on Facebook and you need to post about yourself and introduce yourself and really start making yourself visible. And I remember people commenting and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that you existed. This is great. So I definitely think that it's something that people can relate to. But essentially, you know, a project manager, and at least how I work with my clients is I really help them with their program and product launches. So anytime that they're looking to grow their business or take their business to the next level by adding something new or maybe changing around something that they're currently offering, I, you know, come in, help them and really collaborate with them to set up a plan that works for them, that works for their business. And I really love that collaborative nature. So a lot of times I think people assume that a project manager will just take whatever your idea is, come up with some dates and deadlines and tasks, give it back to you and maybe manage some things. But I don't really, that's not how, at least how I found working with my clients to be really effective. You know your business the best and I know project management really well. So together we're a solid team. And then basically just taking all of those pieces and really managing them well. And a lot of times when people hire project managers, I know sometimes small business owners, especially at first, try to do, you know, manage their launches on their own, but it can get very overwhelming and it can get a little chaotic. And what's so important during a launch period and a period of growth is that you're able to be really present for your launch. You're able to be present for the people that you're serving and filling your program. And so hiring a project manager, having a really good team just makes the results much more, I'm trying to find the right word for it. The results will be much greater when you have that support team behind you.
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And I find that a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners have this kind of intrinsic need that they want to and have to allow like creativity and that I want to use the word creative or the term creative genius really in the process of any launch or any project, like a new e-course or a new program or a website design, anything from a launch to any kind of project like you were talking about. You have to allow the person or the entrepreneur or the small business owner to shine in the ways that they feel are their strengths, right? And when you're bogged down with maybe some of the details or some of the things or tasks that aren't in your zone of genius, it can feel really defeating, almost feel like you're kind of fighting or like going climbing an uphill battle with like a, I don't even know, like a pushing this wheelbarrow of like 1,000 pounds up a hill. You know what I mean? It just feels like there's this tremendous resistance versus having a team. And that's where you come in. And that's where your expertise was so needed in this industry. You know what I mean? That there was no one really out there. Like you're saying, you would meet potential clients and they'd be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that you existed. Right.
Right.
It's such a big deal to have someone on your team who can organize and manage projects.
Yeah, and I think that when you're, you know, when you're creative too, and, you know, any small business owner, you know, mindset is where it's at right now. People are interested in manifesting. They want to keep their mindset really focused and clear and really protect that. And so yeah, to kind of think about, okay, you know, where is my head at? You know, am I able to really focus on my zone here, which is creating content and being there for, you know, the people that I'm here to serve and not so bogged down with all of the details, as good as you may be at them. I mean, some people absolutely hate managing the details and some people really like it. But the truth is you can't do it all, especially if you're looking to grow.
Right. 100%. I love that. So I would love to dive into, because a lot of our listeners, I think, feel or have at least expressed this to me via email and private messages on Facebook and things, that it feels kind of like getting to the position where you're at before you get there, where you're organized and you have a clear business model and you have clients and you have, you know, diversified income and all these things, it feels like a bunch of scattered jigsaw pieces, you know? And so let's break down kind of the process of how we were able to work together to get your business feeling and in a confident, clear and in a business model that was working for you. But so let's go through kind of these key objectives, if you will, because I want to make sure that people that are listening can follow along. So let's start out with like this clarity of positioning, right, that we talked about. Making sure that at the very beginning phase, it was really important to make sure that you were different, that you stood out in the industry, right, that you had some unique factors and that you were clear on the way you were positioned. So let's kind of talk through how that phase looked when we first started working together. Did you maybe share with our listeners, how did you feel right away? Like, did you know right away it was going to be project management and that your brand was going to be the project designer? Let's talk through that a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I had no idea what was going to come from this. So I think, and that's the most exciting part. So for anyone who's there, you know, just really appreciate that moment, because when you are confused about, or maybe the pieces aren't quite in place yet, that's where the growth happens. That's where it's at. So appreciate that point. But no, I did not know what I wanted to do. And, you know, the way that I had worked in the past with in project management in a corporate setting was really very different than how I would work one-on-one with business owners. So it kind of took some time for us to really vet through, okay, what would the best model be for this? And, you know, that's when we started talking about offering, you know, potentially a monthly subscription package. I know that we kind of went through a few different options, and that's really ended up what stuck pretty well. And as far as, you know, positioning, it was difficult for me too, because there weren't a whole lot of people out there who were just project managers. You know, I saw a lot of people, in the marketplace that were either online business managers that had some project management experience, or maybe virtual assistants that had some project management experience. But there was really not a lot of people out there that were just doing this for entrepreneurs. So it was a really exciting place, but it also kind of it kind of was like a blank canvas on how to actually come up with, you know, what would work for me and what would work for the people that I want to serve.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is the point where you really started feeling confident in that the brand that you created, the messaging, once we started developing out your website, getting really clear on your offering and your brand, and I'm sure you remember the process of going through, you know, page by page, what are we going to say on our homepage? What are we, you know, drafting all of those ideas. At what point did you really begin to feel confident and clear, like, yes, this is an extension of me, or of this is really what I want to do, packaged up and with a nice little bow on top. You know what I mean? Like, when did it hit you that you felt that confidence?
So there were two points specifically that I remember. The first was I created my website myself with your guidance, and I remember going and thinking I had this color palette. And it looked like a rainbow, and it just wasn't a good fit for me. And I remember talking to you and going through it and saying, this isn't like working. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. And you really helped me start to put together, you know, my colors and my messaging. And it was at that point, once I started and actually saw my website up and running with that look and feel that was really me, that I knew, okay, this feels right. And the second point where I knew that this was really it was when I started working with clients, and it was that proof that that this is actually viable, this actually works. But you know, going back to what you started with about, you know, really waiting until you're ready, you're never going to be ready to do that. And so it was really important for me, and I remember talking to you on the phone about this. It's like, okay, we need to start getting you working with clients so that you can see for yourself and you can build up that confidence to know, like, that you are on the right track. And that's when I really felt 100% confident in what I was doing, was having that experience.
I love that. That's so powerful. Do you hear an echo all of a sudden?
I can hear you. There's no echo.
Oh, sorry about that. It really is proof to what we were talking about earlier in the call, when it's like getting your hands dirty. That is the process when you begin to feel ready. And then that feeling of ready literally turns into being profitable, you know, and there's no way to go about it other than through doing, you know, and just like you said, putting the website together, seeing it live, your own brand new website live, and being like, oh my gosh, this looks good, this makes sense, you know, this is and then seeing the clients coming in, helping them one-on-one, working with them, that's beautiful. So cool. So let's move on from there. So the positioning, you started to feel different. Then we went through the process of packaging your offerings into price points, setting up your price points, your services, your offerings, right? And we really found, and this is true, I think, across the board, whether you're a project manager or a life coach or, you know, a graphic designer, premium prices and premium, you know, pricing yourself on more of the higher end of the market, I think often attracts better clients that are more serious, that are ambitious, that are respectful. And so there was a little bit of a shift, or it was a little bit of a journey, wasn't it, to get your pricing to a point where you found kind of like a sweet spot. Is that right? You want to dive into that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at first it was really building up that confidence to have a price tag on my services, because, you know, I'd been used to this corporate model of, you know, you have a salary and this, you know, you do what we tell you to do and you kind of run with it. And in this type of a model, it was scary at first to be charging, anything. And so, you know, we kind of together picked a price point, and I found that after working with several clients that needed to be adjusted, because I found that I was spending more time than I thought I would be working with them, and realizing the, for myself, the value that I was bringing to these businesses. And so in doing that, we ended up really up-leveling my offerings. And it's so interesting because after doing that, it took a little while for me to really feel confident in offering the higher prices. And after doing that, I actually now I have attracted the most insanely incredible clients who are so dedicated. And I'm working with more clients than I ever have in the past. And what's so wonderful about it is that I'm really setting up a model that's sustainable for myself, because at first we were really, you know, just kind of, I was kind of getting my feet wet. And then I realized, okay, this is a viable thing here. It's not just going to be this hobby on the side, and this needs to replace my income. So how do we make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That makes me so happy. Like, it gives me goosebumps when you say that, because there really are, it's like a mindset thing. And if you believe that there's no clients out there, well, you're going to find that there's no clients out there, right? Because that's your thought process. But if you start believing and becoming aware of all of these successful business owners, all of these entrepreneurs that are, like you're saying, dedicated and ambitious and fun to work with and respectful, like appreciative, like it work starts to feel so good when your clients are people that you really enjoy getting on the phone with, you know, and your day just flies by because it's fun and it's enjoyable, it's creative. And it sounds like that's really the place that you've gotten to. And not only that, but like you said, it's sustainable. It's on a monthly ongoing basis. So it sounds like your clients are paying on probably a monthly retainer or something of the sort, where it's just ongoing because you really become a part of their team, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I, you know, I really have set myself up. I want to be working with business owners long-term, because I want to be working with business owners that are consistently launching programs and offerings. So the way that I've set myself up in this way, where I have started working, I've worked with these entrepreneurs, I've worked with their teams. I get in there and they get to know me, and I end up becoming their right-hand person. And so after that, it just makes so much sense to then continue on working with them.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Awesome. So let's go over, and we don't have to spend a ton of time on this, but definitely it's going to be helpful for our listeners, the process of marketing yourself. So, you know, you're clear, you've got your price points, you're got premium prices at that, right? You've got your offerings. And then it comes time to market yourself and start getting clients and generating leads. And, you know, we definitely went through the process of how to run a consultation, what to say during conversations, and how to really dive into what your potential clients' needs are, and spending a lot of time on that. But maybe point out to us, if you will, a couple key areas of when it came to sales and marketing, getting visible online and booking clients. What were maybe two of your most important kind of realizations or key strategies that worked for you in booking those first few clients?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, really showing up and being, there's a little bit of an echo. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
I can.
There's still an echo. That's weird. All right. I'll try it this way. Can you hear me, Susie?
Yes, I can. Is there an echo right now?
Yes. All right, well, I'll just keep going. So what I found was really useful was really tapping into Facebook groups and communities, which is really nothing new, but really posting, making myself visible, being consistent, and then reaching out to people directly and having real conversations. I found that a lot of business owners out there would message me and we'd start up a conversation, and you could just tell that they copied and pasted what they did and sent a link, and it just felt, it didn't feel real. And so I think really connecting with people, showing them part of my personality, getting to know them, and then having calls with people, having free calls where we would just, I would explain what I did, I'd get to know them, I'd get to know what they did. And then realizing that once you really kind of get your message out there and people have this awareness of who you are and what you do, and that you're just not like another project manager, you're actually a person, they're more likely to refer you to other people. So now my business is really set up where it's mostly referral based and a mix of Facebook and just engaging and being visible in those communities.
Awesome, cool. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that this strategy of really getting clear on who you want to work with and just direct outreach, like you're saying, building real relationships, not just copying and pasting or sending out templates. And, you know, templates have their use sometimes when we want to systemize things. But when it comes to prospecting and finding new clients, you really do want to take that approach of being a real person. Starting a conversation, showing genuine interest is what it really is about, and seeing if there's truly a relationship that can thrive there. And just another quick story, you know, on that note, another client of mine who does creative services like video editing and web design, you know, she did the same thing where we made a list, like who would be some of your dream clients, you know, and we really spent some time making a list of amazing businesses that she'd love to work with. And she went ahead and took that one-on-one kind of direct approach where she called them up and sent an email and truly led with a genuine approach of let's get to know one another. Here's what I do. This is who I am. This is my passion. What I do. Is there a need there? And she ended up booking over $9,000 worth of creative work within a couple weeks. So it's amazing. You know, that goes a long way in the world where everyone wants to sometimes automate relationship building. It's not always the most effective. So cool. So let's jump down to, I want to talk about team, like outsourcing. So you mentioned before the call, before we got on, about how you are already outsourcing, you know, while you were still working in your corporate job, you know, and the process of building a team, how that's important. And I also want to talk about your e-course too. So let's jump into team building a little bit. That's a big part of your expertise too. So how did you start small, and what would you advise to our listeners who are starting small all the way up to women who already have six-figure businesses? What are some tips on team building that you would give them from a project manager perspective?
Absolutely. So for me, you know, working a pretty long hours, I want to say it was a 9-to-5, but it's really more like an 8-to-6. So it's very long days. It was really important that while I was, you know, building this business, that I had support, that I was able to constantly push out newsletters and blog posts, and that, you know, I kept up with the community, the Project Designer Club. It's a Facebook group that I have, that I really kept up with that group and kept connecting. But that also I spent time on reaching out to prospects and booking clients. So there was a lot going on, and I realized that if I was actually going to do this effectively, I needed help. And so what I did is I reached out. I had spoken with several virtual assistants and really found one that I thought would be a great fit for my needs. And she actually, talk about being virtual, she lives in Australia. And so totally, you know, other side of the world, but it works out really well. We, you know, we would meet, and we still have meetings weekly where we spend about a half an hour going through everything. I think that that's really a big tip for business owners who have, whether it's one person working for them or maybe a group of 5 or 10 people working for them, to have those consistent weekly meetings where you can just go through all of the tasks and, you know, make sure that you're all caught up and that things are moving and going smoothly. So as far as kind of what started this e-course that I'm offering now called Zero to Dream Team was, you know, my experience in corporate managing small teams and then talking to business owners who just had a lot of pain points when it came to hiring virtual assistants or freelancers for certain projects that just didn't work out. And a lot of times it would, some of the complaints would be that, you know, they weren't following up, or they weren't delivering in the way that the client or the business owner thought that they would. And after listening, I realized that it really had more to do with the actual management of the freelancer, the virtual assistant, as opposed to the freelancer themselves. And so this is something that I learned a lot about in corporate. And I actually attended about 2 years ago, I attended this workshop, and it was run by two Navy SEALs. And they talked all about management and how management in the field related to management in, you know, corporations. And one of the big keys that they spoke about was to take ownership and to really, whether you're the employee or whether you're the employer, you know, you're in control of your business. And if something's not working out or someone's not delivering, you have to take ownership and then make some tweaks to make it better for yourself, for your team. And so I developed this course that talks about, you know, how to hire, how to make sure that the person that you hire really actually delivers. And, you know, a tip I can offer on this call is to ask for some references and really talk to those references and explain what you're looking for. So explain to the references where you are in your business, what you're looking for, and have them tell you if they think that the person would be a good fit. And what's funny about this is I've done this a few times, and I think twice now the reference actually recommended someone else for the position. And so you really get a lot of information from that. And then we also dive into management, having difficult conversations, systems that you can use to make sure that your team is really running efficiently and effectively. I have a bunch of guest speakers that I've lined up, so they'll be contributing some bonus audios. And then we also dive into that leadership mindset. So where is, you know, again, where is your head at? And, you know, managing a team, managing a business and then managing a team can be overwhelming. And so it's really important to have some practices in place that you can tap into to ensure that you stay grounded and in control and remain in that leadership position in your business.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's really awesome. I love also that you mentioned that training that you went to with the Navy SEALs, because we talked about this before, how it's like sometimes a small group of really competent people who take ownership can be, you know, and maybe that's only two or three people who are really driven and take ownership, like you said, can perform more or produce more than a team of 15 or 20 that are just kind of, you know, not dedicated or unclear on what they're doing or have poor management, basically. Nobody who's actually holding them accountable and giving them clear instructions and deadlines and things like that. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I've worked on, you know, even in a corporate setting, I worked for two very different companies. And one of them, you know, there was just a few people in our department and we were servicing lots of departments. So really, you know, there's a way to do this. There's a way to really make your team function like that well-oiled machine so that you can go and you can take a vacation and you can, you know, step away and really be creative, like you were talking about, especially for creative entrepreneurs. There's a way to do that you don't need, you know, a whole big army. you only need, you know, a few people to really make that happen, depending on what your business is.
Yeah, that's really powerful. I love it. Well, it's going to be an amazing course, which brings up this last area that I want to talk about, which is this concept of having a diversified business of multiple different income streams. And it's clearly something that within the last few months of working together, you've really been able to nail down your one-on-one services and even expand on and realize that there's this other group that you would love to serve and help through a group program / e-course, right? And I'm sure all the viewers or callers also know and see that playing through in my business as well, of having the one-on-one services and then also having the leveraged group or e-course model. So if you want to maybe go into your e-course, or maybe how did you realize that there was a difference between, you know, that there was this kind of this two different markets, you know, I don't want to tell the story for you. So maybe you go into how you realized that there was this need for the e-course.
Sure. So a few of the clients that I worked with have teams. And so I kind of noticed this reoccurring theme, like I was talking about before, where, you know, there was a lot of questions about management and how to make things more efficient. So there was one client that I worked with who had a team of people, and she wanted to hire me to come in and actually update their system and manage their day to day. And after only working together for, I think it was about a week, I basically set up this system that allowed them to do it on their own, which actually totally cut me out of that area, which, I like to say that there's a need for me, but, you know, if there's something that is going to work that's more efficient, then that's the recommendation I'm going to make. And so I kind of noticed these things where, business owners needed help hiring good people. And then they also wanted to keep good people. And it's very different managing someone who's a really good freelancer, or like I call them a superstar. There's a difference managing a superstar than managing someone who really doesn't care about what they're doing. And so really how to tap into that. And so I developed this system. I developed through having these experiences really with these one-on-one clients and just jumping in and learning and really taking notes and researching. And that's what inspired this course to really come about and make me realize that there was a better way to do this. There was a better way to educate. You know, I could do that with my one-on-one clients, but I could also serve a much larger group of business owners, whether it's just it was their first hire and they wanted to do it the right way and not waste a bunch of time and money and energy, or whether they maybe have been in business for 5 years and already have a group of people and just know that there's a better way to support their team.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And so if our listeners want to check more, get some more information about that, what is the URL for that? Is it Zero to Dream Team?
Sure. So it's theprojectdesigner.com /Zero to Dream Team. And so that's the link right to the program. And then if you're interested too, I'm also offering a free video training series that just walks through those initial tips on hiring, managing, and motivating a dream team. And if you're interested in that, it's at theprojectdesigner.com/free-series.
Free series. Awesome. Cool. I'll also post some links below when we get this replay up as well. So cool. So I guess the last question I'd love to tie this up would be, how has coaching, how has working together been important to you through this whole process? We've covered so many different areas. Hopefully, I mean, it may feel like drinking out of a fire hose or whatnot, because there's so many different things we just covered. But let's kind of bring it all home with the, how has working together with me and how has, you know, your decision to hire a coach, how has that made the journey easier, or what are your reflections on why coaching, you know, and working together has really been important through this whole process?
Absolutely. I mean, I am very confident that I would not have a business if it wasn't for having you as a coach, or just a, you know, anyone who's looking for a business coach, to the importance of having one, the importance of having a mentor. And like I had mentioned before, I started a health business probably about 3 years ago, and it ended up, as I feel like it's a swear word saying the word hobby, but it ended up being this really expensive hobby. And I knew that if I was actually going to take this seriously and move it to the next level, I had to have help. I had to reach out to somebody who had been where I was and who knew the steps that I needed to take to really get to the next level. And I thought it was really important at first, especially to be working with someone who had really been in my shoes. And what was great about working with you is that you had such a great knowledge about not only setting up the business, but also the technical pieces too, of really setting up my website and learning how to record videos, and then also how to get clients and how to have those discovery calls, which when you're first starting out is a bit terrifying. At least it was for me. I wasn't a natural. So, you know, just, but now I feel really comfortable, and I know it's really been through, not only having that template, because I do definitely think there's times where having an outline or a guide is really helpful, but then also being able to talk to somebody like yourself to really be able to customize it. And so I think having not only kind of like those resources, but also having someone to work with who could help really cater things towards my business. I mean, that's the reason why it exists, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I'm so proud and so happy to see where you are. Honestly, it's amazing because it's been within the course of almost a year. I mean, when I started looking back at our first conversations, it's been about 9 months to actually almost a year. But seeing how you're absolutely thriving now, it's amazing. Like, it's nothing short of just like dreams coming true, really. For the woman that came to me that had this amazing skill set and was so talented and so hardworking, and seeing it all come to fruition, like your own thriving business, you're going to be getting married soon, having this completely freedom-based business that you can bring with you, just bring your laptop along, having your clients all over the globe. I mean, it's phenomenal, and it's available for so many women, honestly, from, you know, like I mentioned, from a graphic designer. I've got clients that are, you know, editors for video editing to web designers to life coaches. There's so many different services and skill sets that you can monetize and create a really viable business model, whether it's services or whether it's, you know, productizing what you have into an e-course, you know, like you've done, Nicole. It's freaking amazing. And I'm really happy that we get to work together and that you are thriving and in the position that you are right now. So with all that, yeah, you're welcome. And with all that being said, if there's any women on the call that feel still like it's a scattered jigsaw, you know, like you have an idea here and there, and there's just not enough support or not enough systems, or, you know, even if you're sitting here listening to Nicole talking about the frameworks that we went through in terms of a sales page framework, in terms of how to talk to people inside of a consultation, when you're meeting with prospects, what to actually do and say. All of these things, all of what we've gone through over the course of these 9 months together, Nicole and I, all these areas I've helped her with, I knew that other women were struggling with it. And so for that reason, I started recording. You know, I would get off coaching calls with my clients and start recording all of these things, these really powerful teaching points or frameworks, these kind of really what they are is shortcuts, and started recording all these videos and pulling it together in a program. So if you're not already in the Sweet Freedom Academy, there's a lot of women, there's almost 60 women who are already in it. If you're not in there, I highly, highly recommend that you come check out the Sweet Freedom Academy, because it's all about taking you from learning how to package what you have, branding yourself, packaging your services and your offerings, all the way through to like the technical things like you talked about, Nicole, the website, the most important pages on your website, how to design that. If you have to do it on your own at the very beginning, you know, if you don't have the funds yet to outsource it, you can get that done within as little as, honestly, a weekend. I know some people who put their entire website together in a weekend. So all of that, all the way through to learning sales, creating systems, landing pages, opt-ins, the technical pieces of creating videos, video series, recording all of that. I certainly feel that I have a lot more technical gifts than some other coaches out there. So if these are the kinds of things that you guys are looking for, please come check out the Sweet Freedom Academy. It's an amazing program. The women in there, Nicole, isn't the Royal Business Club freaking awesome? Like, the women in there are so supportive.
It's incredible. And I'm also part of Sweet Freedom Academy, and it's really, it's packaged up everything that we've talked about, and it's even better because it's something that you can then go back and look at over and over and over again. And also the Q&A calls that you offer too. I mean, you really take the time to answer everyone's questions really thoroughly. So it's really that nice mix of having like this huge library of resources, and then also having the support from you directly.
Awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. And that's how I wanted it to be. I didn't want to drip content. And to each their own. I know some amazing coaches who do like a drip process, but with meaning like they unlock certain areas of the e-courses, you know, module by module or week by week. With Sweet Freedom, I wanted it to be like a plug and play, like get in, what's the part that you're lacking right now? Dive right in, watch all the systems, get all the videos, get the systems and the frameworks and just get moving, you know? So, It certainly is. And then with the live support as well, it's only going to keep growing. Like we're actually going to be closing it for a few weeks, maybe even a couple months. We're going to see. I'm not sure what the new launch date is going to be after we close it this time around, but we're going to beef it up even more. So you'll always have access to it, Nicole, like it's lifetime access. So cool.
Thank God.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it has been a joy to talk to you. Thank you for letting us look behind the scenes of the process of you turning your skill set and basically just having this idea and this dream and talking through basically how you turned it all into reality and how you've now quit your six-figure job and you're doing this all on your own. Like you have thriving, amazing clients. You're launching an e-course. It's amazing. So thank you for letting us take a peek behind the scenes.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled that I'm actually able to be having just this call with you. You know, looking back to where I was when we started working together, and I think it was like November, to where we are today, where I am today and this business, it's just truly incredible. So I'm so grateful to be, to have, you know, working with you and really building everything up, and then also being able to serve some just absolutely incredible people.
Cool. Well, you're so welcome. So everyone listening, we're going to drop in the links, everything that we mentioned, the programs, the e-courses, the links will be on this page. I hope you guys have taken away a lot of advice and inspiration from this call. God bless you all. Have a beautiful night, and we'll catch you in another recording. Bye-bye.
Bye.